podcast. Today we have two special guests, Ms. Nielsen and Mr. Godfrey. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us, Reese.
Can you tell us a little about your jobs?
I'm Mrs. Nielsen. I am a first grade teacher here at Lincoln, and I have Reese in my class this year.
And I'm Mr. Godfrey. I'm the principal at Lincoln School, and I have Reese as one of the kids at Lincoln. There are like 420 of them, so he is one of those kids who are at Lincoln.
Yes. Here are my questions. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a western suburb of Chicago called Downers Grove.
I've been there.
Oh. Nice. I grew up far away. A lot of people think Mr. Godfrey grew up in St. Louis, but it is not true. Mr. Godfrey grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, which is in the South. So a lot of people don't know that about Mr. Godfrey. So good question, Reese.
Who was your favorite teacher?
I just talked about this today. My favorite teacher was Susan Beltramo, and she was my high school contemporary novel teacher.
My favorite teacher was my fourth grade teacher. Her name was Mrs. Mitchell, and she is the reason that I became a teacher. And it's so funny that we actually still email each other now that I'm a principal. It's kind of crazy.
I feel like I've heard of that teacher.
Okay. Did you ever get in trouble at school?
Mrs. Nielsen did not get in trouble at school. She was so quiet. She barely said anything until she was in college.
Wow.
It was super shy.
Mr. Godfrey was the opposite. Mr. Godfrey got in trouble quite a bit as a kid. In fact, sometimes I say that I learned how to be a principal because I was in the principal's office so much when I was a kid. Just for talking. I didn't do anything bad. I would just like to talk a lot. So Ms. Nielsen and I were very opposite as students, I guess.
All right. What did you want to be when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a nurse.
When I was a kid, I wanted to fly airplanes, so I wanted to be a pilot.
Wow. When did you decide to be a teacher or principal?
I decided to be a teacher when my kids were in second grade, and Mrs. Nielsen spent all of her time here at Lincoln School helping, and then I decided to go back and get my master's in teaching.
I decided to be a teacher when one summer when I was in college, I worked at a camp with kids, and I decided, oh, I think I'll really like this. And so that's how I became a teacher.
You mean a principal?
Well, I was a teacher first, Reese. I was a fourth grade teacher, and I always wanted to teach fourth grade because that was what my favorite teacher taught. And I was a teacher of fourth grade, and then I taught fifth grade for 1 year, and then I became a principal.
All right. When you are not at Lincoln, what did you do?
What do you like to do?
What do you like to do?
Well, Mrs. Nielsen has lots of hobbies, and she loves to play paddle tennis. And she, you've seen me there. And I love to play regular tennis, and I love to garden. So I spend a lot of time doing that.
Mr. Godfrey likes to run, and I love to do yoga. I do yoga every night before I go to bed. And I like to just hang out with my friends and my family.
All right, now. Are you a early bird or a night owl?
Well, this job makes me be an early bird, but Mrs. Nielsen loves to stay up late. It's like one of her favorite things. Loves when the house is quiet, and I get so much work done at that time. So, but because I have to be up early for school during the school year, I'm an early bird.
Did you have any pets?
Oops. Well, Mr. Godfrey's the same. I love to stay up late, too. Getting up early is not my favorite thing to do.
Did you have any pets?
Right now, do I have any pets?
Or like all time?
Yes, I've always had a pet. So when I was growing up, I had a dog and then a cat. And now I have a dog again.
And I'm the same. I've always had animals. I've always had dogs, only dogs. And I still have a dog right now.
All right. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do. I have an older sister named Laura and a younger brother named Bob.
Bob.
And I have one brother who is younger than me, but everyone thinks he looks older than me, and I like that.
Do you have any food allergies?
Mrs. Nielsen is allergic to sesame seeds. Sesame.
Mr. Godfrey has no food allergies. I eat anything.
Do you like vanilla or chocolate ice cream?
No, chocolate. All the way.
Oh, Mr. Godfrey's opposite. I'm a vanilla fan.
Oh. Okay. Thanks you so much to our very special guest, Miss Nielsen and Mr. Godfrey. Thanks for listening. Hopefully I will have a podcast soon. Bye!